Shalom to all. Today's Daf Shalom Misachim Daf Nun. We are starting Mem Tesam based on the bottom, right at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah, and the Vilter's Daf on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Harnish Shama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah was discussing when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and the Karban Pesach is obviously allowed to be shechted then. But let's say he shechted it Shaloy Lishma. According to everyone, he has to bring a Karban Chatos. That's because the Pesach Shaloy Lishma is not to be shechted on Shabbos. But let's say he took a different Karban, which we know is not allowed to be shechted on Shabbos, and shechted it L'shem Pesach. Here we have a Machloikes. Rabbi Lazar is Mechayev Chatos and Rabbi Shua Paters. So the Gemara tells us Masnisa b'yedei b'yishu Pesach u'shchata l'shem shlamim. The Mishnah is referring to a case where he knew that it was the Karban Pesach and he shechted it l'shem shlamim, and that's when he's Chayev Chatos. The question is, pay attention to the two gears of changes we're going to have here. Haya saver b'yishu shlamim u'shchata l'shem Pesach. Let's say he thought it was a Karban shlamim and he decided, you know what, I'm going to shech this to be the Karban Pesach, and it turned out that it actually was the Karban Pesach. He was the one that made the mistake thinking that it was a Karban shlamim, but really it was a Karban Pesach the whole time, and his intention was to shechta for Karban Pesach, and it turned out to be the Karban Pesach. So is he chayiv? And in this we have Machlokes. Zonah Rav on top of Mana. Rav Mana says Yesh Mas Yosei Mitzvah. There isn't what he did a mitzvah, because we just said it was the Karban Pesach the whole time. He shechted it to be the Karban Pesach, so he did a mitzvah and he has no issues. However, Rav Yosei says Ein Mas Yosei Mitzvah. What he did is not a mitzvah, because since he intended to shecht it Shaloi Lishma, he thought it was a shlomim and shechted it L'shem Pesach. So what he did is not a mitzvah. However, Mana asked Rav Yosei, how could you say this? We know that Eilei Tzibur Shahaya Saver Shein Kvasim Ushchata L'shem Eilim. Let's say he has Eilim, which are rams, meaning they're grown sheep. They're designated to be a Karban Sibur. He thought that they were still in the Keves age, that they were still young sheep, but he shechted them with the intention that they're Eilim. Shemaloi all the Tzibur L'shem Eilim. What do you think? They don't count for the Tzibur as Eilim? Of course they count for the Tzibur. And Vitani Kane, we have a Bereis that teaches this. Eilei Tzibur Shaya Saver Shein Kvasim. Eilim that were designated for the Tzibur. He thought they were Kvasim. Ushchata L'shem Eilim. He shechted them to be Eilim. Kvar all the Tzibur L'shem Chayva. They already count as the Chayv for the Tzibur. And so it should be the same thing over here when he thinks this animal is a Karban Shlamim, decides to shecht it for the Karban Pesach, and really it was a Karban Pesach the whole time, that should be considered a mitzvah. So that's Ramana's question on Rabbi Yisa. Now we go on to the next case of the Mishnah, where we had said that he took a different Karban and he shechted L'shem Pesach. Rabbi Yeshua was Makel and patred him for bringing Karban Chatos. That's because he's considered Tav B'dvar Mitzvah. He made a mistake with the Dvar Mitzvah. He thought he was doing a mitzvah. And so we clarify, where is it that Rabbi Yeshua is Makel? Masnisa B'Sav Rabbi Yeshua Pesach U'shchata L'shem Pesach. The Mishnah, this Kula, she's Rabbi Yeshua, is referring to where he thought that this animal was a Karban Pesach and he shechted it L'shem Pesach. He didn't realize that it was a shlamim. But what about Hayyadei Abayshu Shlamim? Let's say he knew it was a Karban Shlamim. El Shaya Saver Loimer, he just thought to himself to say, Shemotel Shana Shlamim L'shem Pesach, that it's mutter to change the designation of his animal from Shlamim to Pesach. Would Rabbi Yeshua be Makel over there as well? And here also we have Machloikas Ramana Rabbi Yosa. Ramana Amar Ramana says, Ein Bas Yosei Mitzvah. Over here, there is no mitzvah in what he did. And Rabbi Yosa Amar Yesh Bas Yosei Mitzvah. Rabbi Yosa says that no, it's still considered like he's doing a mitzvah. Ramana's Machmir, because since he knows that it's a Karban Shlamim, you can't consider him Tav B'dvar Mitzvah, that he made a mistake in a mitzvah matter. This is a Shlamim that he's deliberately changing to be a Karban Pesach, so therefore he would be Chayiv. But Rabbi Yosef says no, it's still considered to be Tav B'dvar Mitzvah because he thought that he's able to change the designation from Shlamim to Pesach, so therefore it's still considered a mitzvah and he's Pater for this. And now we conclude with a Psak on these two Machloiksin that we have. Rav Mana Rabbi Yosef, Mistaber Dramana Bekad Miyasa Ud Rabbi Yosef Machrisa. It's Mistaber, they go like Rav Mana in the first case and like Rabbi Yosef in the second case. Remember, the first situation was where he thought it was a shlamim, shechted it to be the Karban Pesach, but it turned out that it really was the Karban Pesach the whole time. So it makes more sense to go like Rav Mana that he's considered to have done a mitzvah because he was mistaken thinking that it was a shlamim, but really it was a Pesach the whole time. So he's pater, and it's more mistaken to go like Rav Yosef in the second case because since he thought that he could change it from a shlamim to Pesach, so he's considered to have a mitzvah and he'd be pater there as well. Now we continue discussing Amrin. They said, I mean, the Chacham Beismerish explained our Mishnah, the less hadad Rabbi Lezer to Sava al Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer's question on Rabbi Yeshua is not really valid. Let's remember, the svar that Rabbi Lezer had brought for his defense was that the Karban Pesach itself, if it's shechted shaloi lishma, it's pasul. So for sure, a different Karban, which anyway isn't allowed to be brought on Shabbos, if it's shechted shaloi lishma, it's most definitely no good, and the person should be chayav achatas. That was Rabbi Lezer's svar that he brought to Rabbi Yeshua, and that's what the Gemara is saying, that this question that Rabbi Lezer had on Rabbi Yeshua, or this ride that he tried to bring for himself, is not really valid. Why? Do yachol meimerle? Because Rabbi Yeshua really had the ability to respond to Rabbi Lezer, heichat meshiveni midavar shadarka l'chalef, al davar sheindarka l'chalef. How could you ask on me from something which is normal to switch onto something that's not normal to switch? It's very normal, Erev Pesach, to take a Karban thinking that it's a Karban Pesach. That's davar shadarka l'chalef. Because in Erev Pesach, that's what everyone's doing. Everyone's bringing their psachim. So it makes sense that a person is going to change the designation of a different animal to be a Karban Pesach. But it's not the derech to take Karban Pesach and switch it to be a shlamim, and therefore your question's not valid on me. That would have been a good answer that Rabbi Yeshua could have responded to Rabbi Eliezer. And we have the same thing the other way around. Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua's response to Rabbi Lezer is really not valid either. What did Rabbi Yeshua tell Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah? And there's a difference because when we have a shlam being shechtel l'shem Pesach, that's changing its designation for something that's mutter. You're allowed to shechtel karm Pesach on Erev Pesach. And so therefore one wouldn't be chayiv for that. Now the reason why that's not valid is because du yachol meimer le, Rabbi Lezer could have responded to Rabbi Yeshua, harei pescha shel Reuven sheshchata l'shem Shimon, let's say we have Reuven's Pesach, and the person had in mind to shechtel l'shem Shimon, harei shinol davar kosher, that's changing it for a davar kosher, because it's changing it to be simply from one person for another, but it's still being the Karim Pesach, and the Pesach is allowed to be shechted Erev Pesach when it's Shabbos, but of course that's not valid. V'temer chayiv, of course you would say that the person's chayiv over there. So just because he's switching the shlumim to be the Karim Pesach, you can't say, well, he's not chayiv there because you're allowed to shech the Karim Pesach Erev Pesach when it's Shabbos. That's not a good svara when we're talking about changing a shlumim to be a Karim Pesach, the same way it's not a good svara when you're changing Reuven's Pesach to be Shimon's. And so that's an answer that Rabbi Lezer could have given to Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. Now we go to the last part of the Mishnah where Meir said, Hashoich al-Shem Murit Tzibur, someone who shechs a Murit Tzibur, which means a carbon Tzibur, and he shechs out l'shem Pesach, he's going to be Pater. And Remeir is the most makel that he holds Tabit Var Mitzvah even in this case. And we're going to see the Chiddush over here. Amar Blazer says, Divrei Rav Meir Afilu Egel, Rav Meir saying this even in the case of Egel, meaning even if he took a carbon Tzibur, which is a calf, and we know that the carbon Pesach is not able to be a calf, it has to be either a goat or a sheep. And nonetheless, he took this animal and he shechted it with intention to be the carbon Pesach, that's still called Tabit Var Mitzvah, that he's involved in doing the Karim Pesach, and he's Pater for shechting that on Shabbos. And that's a big chiddush. And at Shema Minotarti, you see two things from here, two chidushim in Shitas Rav Meir. No, based on the top. Number one, at Shema Minot, you learn from here, Dover Sheyesh Le Kitzvah, that even though we're dealing with something that has a kitzvah, it has a set amount, like we explained in the Mishnah, Karbon Tzibur has a set amount, such as a Karbon Tamid. We have two that are brought every single day, and that's it. No more, no less. Or we have a Karbon Musaf. There's a certain amount of Karbonis Musaf that are brought, and that's it. No more, no less. So even though there's a set amount of them, and with Karbon Pesach, it's only kitzvah, there's no set amount of Karbonis Pesach that are brought. There could be thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands. Still, even though we're dealing with Davar Sheyesh like Kitzvah, Karbon Tzibur, and he thought it was a Karbon Pesach, which is Davar She'ein like Kitzvah, nonetheless for Mekel, and also the Davar She'ein Darkei L'Schalif, even though we're dealing with something that it's not the norm to switch it out for something, this fits with the Karbon Tzibur, that's not something that's the norm to switch out and shecht for something else, nonetheless we're still Mekel. However, Rav Meir is Machmir in one aspect, V'yesh Bas Yosei Mitzvah. It has to be that this Karbon that he shechted now was still accomplishing a mitzvah, and that would be only by shlomim and a oila, even though he shechted it shalai l'shma, he shechted it to be the Karbon Pesach, still it's considered a valid Karbon, he did accomplish a mitzvah while he was doing it, and it's in that situation he'd be pater. However, if when he shechted this animal, he wasn't makayim a mitzvah at all, for example, it was chulin, and he shechted it with intention that it should be a Karbon Pesach, there he's not makayim any mitzvah, so then even Rav Meir is not going to be makel. But now we're going to have machlokes about this. Rav Shimon Lakish Rav Shlakish says that we could still pater in person for being tabid of our mitzvah, only if yesh bas yase mitzvah, that what he actually did accomplish was a mitzvah. Kiklin, for example, yivimtai nida uba'aleha. Let's say his yivama was a nida and he was ba'al her. We know we have Reuven and Shimon that are brothers, and Reuven dies without children. So Shimon has a mitzvah to marry Reuven's wife that's called yibum, and the way he acquires her, the way they're officially married by yibum, is with him being ba'al her. And let's say he was ba'al her and she was a nida. So over here we consider him tabid var mitzvah, and he did at the end of the day accomplish a mitzvah because at the end of the day he was ba'al his yivama, and therefore he officially acquires her. However, Rabbi Yechon says, Ein bas yase mitzvah. Even if the person didn't accomplish a mitzvah at all, he still would be pater because he was tabid var mitzvah. He was trying to do a mitzvah. Kigain, for example, shnei shpudin. If there's two spits that have meat on them, echad shel shchutav, echad shel noisar, that's the proper girsa. One of them had shechtin meat, which means it was kosher, and one of them had noisar, which one's not allowed to eat. Ubikesh lechem mizev, achem mizeh. I wanted to eat one of them, and he ended up eating the other, and there's absolutely no mitzvah whatsoever to eat noisar, so he didn't accomplish any mitzvah at the end of the day. He ate meat that he wasn't allowed to, and he wasn't even makayim a mitzvah. Nonetheless, he's pater because considered tabid var mitzvah. He was trying to eat the shchuta. Now the Gemara says, "Masisa pliga al Rav Shimon Lakish." That's a proper gear. So the following Mishnah seems to be not like Rish Lakish. Mishnah Maseches Shabbos talks about two boys that need a bris milah, and there's multiple cases. One that needs it on Friday, the other one needs it on Shabbos, and the one that we're discussing over here is one that needs it on Shabbos, and another one that needs it on Sunday. And shachachu mal eschel acher Shabbos b'Shabbos. The mal forgot he made a mistake, and he accidentally gave the Sunday child a bris milah on Shabbos. Because he inflicted a wound on somebody on Shabbos, or Rabbi Shua Pater's. And what do we see from here? Hare ein bas yase mitzvah, Rabbi Shua Pater, even though what he did was not a mitzvah at all, he gave the Sunday child a bris milah on Shabbos, which means the child got a bris milah on his seventh day, so that's definitely not a mitzvah. Still, we see that he's Pater. So Mishnah is clearly not like Rish Lakish. However, Shmuel Kapadgaya Amar, he says that it is still considered to be involved somewhat in a mitzvah because the machar yesh bas yase mitzvah. If he would have given this child a bris tomorrow, then then there would be a mitzvah in what he did, because tomorrow is the eighth day. So therefore, even giving the child a bris on Shabbos, which is day seven, is still considered to be tov dvar mitzvah, because this child himself still will need a bris tomorrow. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan's previous case of two pieces of meat, shchuta and nicer, there's never a mitzvah to eat nicer meat, and therefore, according to Shmuel Kapetkaya, at least, this Mishnah is not a question of Rish Lakish. We're going to stop here for the day, but continue to discuss this Mishnah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.